Hello, good morning, good afternoon to some of you. Thank you for listening to Truth and Reality, Not for Kids. I am your podcaster, R. Keith Langston. Today is February 4th, 2023, and I have a big happy birthday to my great niece, Nayel. You are 12 today. So happy birthday to you. But you're not supposed to listen to this podcast. Only if your dad stops it before it gets into the talking. But, you know, it's going to be an okay day for some of us. And some of us still got temperatures and weather struggles. Up here in the PNW, we're going to be at 50 degrees again. And it's going to be raining. Yesterday was rainy and windy, so we get a lot of that, and we're used to that, rainy and windy, where some states don't get near about as much rain as we do. But anyway, I got to thank all my listeners for being here. This is our 66th episode of Truth and Reality, Not for Kids. So let me start out by thanking the United States, of course, Germany, of course, Austria, Australia, Brazil, India, United Kingdom, Iran. Did you get some weed yet? Austria, Bangladesh, Canada, Saudi Arabia, the fucking ass R word, Turkey, South Africa, New Zealand, the Netherlands, France, Azerbaijan, and our newest country, Finland. I thank you guys to be here, for being here on our 66th episode. And I got to get started. It's not going to be super long, but I got some things to say. You just your everyday life, you're just driving to work or driving around or doing things you got to do. And then... You know, for the last couple of days, you know, those people in Montana, Missouri, they see a big white ball up 60,000 feet in the sky. It's right over Montana, and it moves over to Missouri and headed to the East Coast, and then it's going to end up in the sea. And it started in Canada. Okay? And then it came down. So, this ball is run by the Chinese government. They run this ball. United States swears it's a spy ball. Because what the fuck are you doing up in the air over other countries? What are you doing? That thing got many cameras and long antennas, size of two buses. You know what I'm saying? That's ridiculous. At first, United States Biden said, shoot that shit down. Well, then, not knowing where it came from, it looked like a threat. Then the Pentagon discussed it and said, oh, yes, from China. We shouldn't shoot it down because all the after effects are going to hurt our people on the ground. So we didn't want to do that, whether it kills two or three. You know, that ball, we could blow that shit out the sky into inexistence. But Pentagon said no, so we didn't do it. We had a very important official getting ready to go over to China yesterday to talk to the president. Over in China, about some of our issues that we have between us, United States and China. Got some issues. Okay, one thing is they're helping Russia, okay, along with North Korea, okay? So, do we have a problem with China and North Korea? You're damn right we do. You're damn right. China pulling this bullshit, they did do it some years ago. And United States is still trying to figure it out. Well, they already got jets and shit ready to just blow that shit out the air. But They didn't do it before, and Pentagon said, don't do it now. What we're doing, my thought, is they're probably gaining more intelligence on this spy ball by not knocking it down. And if you do, maybe when it gets over the sea, you're going to blow that shit out the sky. But what China said is interesting. They said it's a weather ball, and it got off course. Well, that's a damn good excuse when you know America might shoot you with something. You know, you just let this shit happen before and you let this shit happen again. It's not an accident. You're doing it on purpose, China. Stop the dumb shit, or we are going to have problems later on with North Korea and China and Russia. But all them other countries, 30-something of them, they're running with the United States, called NATO. Okay? We got a whole bunch of other ones. So don't act like you three countries gonna beat us all to death, because you're not. It's not gonna happen over here in the United States. Okay? It's not gonna happen. I'm appalled that China's pulling some dumb shit like that. And you know, we're trying to, what Russia's doing and, you know, some other countries helping us, like Poland and Germany, stuff like that. You don't like it. So what? You don't run the world, and you don't just get to shoot shit, so little spy bombs in the air over to people's countries. You know what I'm saying? See, we're kind of smart over here. Had it been Iran or anywhere in the Middle East, they're shooting that shit down. Okay? So don't act like this is okay. Once you get overseas, they're blowing your ass up. Your little ball. Don't let that motherfucker go off course no more. It's not a good excuse. China, fuck you doing. Yeah, it starts. You see, you're starting some shit. But if we tried to do shit like that, you guys would be done shot our shit out the air. I don't care what country it is. That kind of weaponry spy on the slick tip is not going to work in our tip. You got me, China? It's not going to work. And you are not on my podcast, so I don't give a fuck what you think. You're fucking up. But your ally, Russia, is on my podcast. And I can't stand them. Putin, I thought you had more sense than that, but you don't. So I'm putting you in a class with Hitler. Hitler too. Motherfucker, y'all fucked up. And, you know, on this Saturday afternoon morning, February 4th, date of death, my dad was born in 1938. My dad is gone now. But, you know, this is very, he's a very smart man. And I can say one thing about my dad. He made sure all of his kids were taken care of. Not one of them starved, and not one of them went without. Okay? My dad did that. How many other father can say that? But my dad did. There's some other people out there got fathers that did the same thing. There's more than one of you. You know, there's like five of you, six of you. So, yeah, that's what he should do. And he did. So I have nothing bad to say about my dad. I love him and I miss him. To death, I miss him. Same name as me. Starts Robert. Robert Langston. But I go by Keith because nobody ever called me Robert growing up. Only at school. They called me Keith growing up, my middle name, because that's what my parents called me. They never called me Robert. They called me Keith. So, you know, this is how I started out. I became my middle name instead of my first name. But that's okay. I'm living with it. And there's some other stuff going on. Up in the east, as far as Maine, isn't that the last state in the United States up on the eastern tip? Well, that's Maine. Do you know they're going to wake up today and it might be minus 50 degrees below zero with ice. So on top of the ice is a bunch of powdered snow at the moment because they had a lot of snow and shit, rot rain come through. They other states up there too that are below zero. You know what I'm saying? The Detroit, Chicago, there's some other states up there that are below zero because it's so cold. It's a generation since they had this kind of weather. A whole generation, okay? And below 50 degrees with snow, powdered snow on top of it, on top of the ice, sickles, and as you're scraping it, you know, like off your window on your car or something like that, you're scraping all the soft snow off, but the ice remains. You know, so we know a trick up here that if you could pour some lukewarm water, but I don't know how that works up there in East Coast, Maine. I don't know if you can even do that. It might crack you. Because if you use hot water, you're going to crack your glass. If you use lukewarm water, it might stay alive. Or, you know, almost cold water, it starts melting that ice and shit. But I don't know. Well, under 50 degrees, minus 50 degrees, I don't know what to do with that. I don't know how you battle that, because we've never had it up here. And I don't even know if we ever had below zero in my lifetime up here in the PNW. I've never heard it. We've had bad winters before, mostly not. Mostly we hear about other countries, that's it. You know, other states up on East Coast and Midwest and on up South, they get hit with storms and blizzards and tornadoes and shit. That's wild, wild, wild. I feel bad for those people in those areas, but a lot of those people don't want to leave. Okay? That's where they were from. That's where their parents are from. That's where their kids are born, and that's where they're staying. Okay? They deal with this shit every year. It's either really cold, or I don't know if you're going to get a generational cold minus 50 again until a whole new generation passed. That probably start when my grandkids start having kids. You know, that's a wild, wild. But it's really rough up there. It's like you got to protect your skin. You can get frostbitten out in the air, cold like that, like hot second. And you got to keep everything double protected and make sure your skin don't show. So, you know, you even got to wear a mask on your face. You know, if you get a ski mask, cover you got to do shit like that. But I guess your eyes and your nose and your head, I guess it'll survive. But you're still going to have a cap over your ears and shit because shit's going to... See, what people take lightly is freezing and getting froze stuck. See what I'm saying? You don't want that. You get froze stuck, well, that means your shit gets super cold. It's numb as fuck. And then after it numbs out, you can't still move it. Okay? You don't want frostbite like that. Protect yourself, people. I want everybody to be okay. Isn't it the damnedest thing of what some of these other countries, like a spy ball by China? Fuck it, you stayed over in Montana for 2 or 3 days. And that's the United States is going to shut you down. But at the same time, you're up near the border by Canada. So what's going to happen if you shoot that ball down? You're going to start problems with Canada. That's our friend. People can go up there from Washington State, you know, in 2.5 hours and bang, you're there. Right there in Vancouver, Canada, British Columbia. You can go up there from here, no problem. Some other states up here, Idaho, Montana, probably Missouri, whoever, Detroit, Michigan, they're up there on the border as well as Canada. All the way over Michigan will probably be connected to Toronto. You know, so they're our friends, and we don't want to hit that ball right near the border. We don't know where it's going to go. Fall to what it's going to fuck up. So Pentagon, that may have been smart. Don't hurt no more people. We got enough people hurt from bullshit already. So when it gets over the sea in a couple of days, they're probably going to blow that shit up. Because they canceled the meeting with the diplomat of the U.S. to go talk to them, that creates a problem. We have to wait and see how that problem's going to be. And then I saw the other day that there's a small town in another state, South Georgia or somewhere like that, where they're sending a fire truck over to Ukraine. Okay, I guess it made it there. It took 4 months to go by land and sea to get over to Ukraine. So that's what they did. Okay? They got a fire truck. I don't know what that fire truck is going to do. As far as the war is concerned, it's easy to see. You know, so if Russia want to hit that and knock that shit straight out, well, he probably can. But if you can hide that truck and keep water in that truck, maybe you can blow out some fires. But a lot of what Russia's doing is blowing your shit up. So it ain't no fire, it's the building destroyed. And you keep standing up to Russia. And you got some tanks coming soon. I don't know, that might not even get there till March from us and Germany. That's quite a bit of tanks. So I hope you guys aren't depleted by then. It's just a crazy, stupid war. We're very close to a year now with that shit. It hasn't got any better or any worse. It's almost at a standstill when you got other countries helping to retaliate against Russia. It's been working, right? Because they haven't won yet. And Putin is pissed about that, that his country ain't as powerful as he thought. Well, you can't do the nuclear bomb nowhere, because everybody's going to blow your ass up, so don't do it. It's still, everybody got nuclear bombs. I don't know when a motherfucker gets crazy and decides to push a button and use one. I hope that don't happen. But right now, they're still fighting with guns and smaller bombs and rockets and shit like that. Tanks and military men on the underground, they're still doing it like that. So the war, you got more modern equipment when you have a war or dispute with somebody. Yeah, everybody's got more modern equipment, but it's still as a war, you're gonna kill people on both sides, and nobody's gonna win. That's what war is now. So you might as well stop. You might as well give your hand to God. And you might as well walk with Him and just let everything else fall where it may. But if you walk with Him, you're going to be okay. You feel me? Walk with God. Learn what's going on. And, you know, your whole soul and everything in you, it's got to get right. Walk with God. Let Him help you. He will help you, but you got to be with Him. You got to let the devil go. I'm not telling you the truth, because I already did it quite a few times. And He's been there for me every time. Now, do I need to tell you about that again? Or you can go back in the podcast and find out, like on my birthday and December 17th or last year. You know, this is 166 podcasts. So I got quite a bit out there. If y'all want to hear some shit I used to say compared to the shit I still say. But I'm not going to go that long. I ain't going to stretch it out. It's Saturday, February 4th. I want everyone to have a really good day. Say some jokes. Have a smile. And smile back and let them smile. Tell them a joke. Listen. Smile. Think positive. And we can't keep thinking negative or it's hard to make it through a day. You have to think right, which is positive, and you got to give your hand to God. Okay? You got to ask Him for forgiveness and let Him lead you in the right direction. Excuse me. And that's a thought you should have in your head every day and something you should pray before you go to sleep at night. You know what I'm saying? Because when you get back up, who did that? Okay? Think about that. You make it another day. Who did that? Think about that. And put it in the right place, in the right perspective. And I think you'll get smarter under more understanding about everything. But if you don't, then you're just running with the devil. And it ain't gonna end good when you run with the devil. Okay? That's his job. To make your life all fucked up and die as a beast or a bitch. You don't want that. So don't do that. Also, you guys, I don't have a whole lot more to say. Besides, when you go have your free time, and that game I told you about a few times before called Spades Plus, keep your eye on them sons of bitches, because they're racists and haters, and they will get you. They will give you a 500,000 coins for a dollar at the beginning, and then they'll take all your money. Then you end up buying another one for $3, another $280, and so on and so on. They say don't talk. It's not true. It's not the same game as the home table, because they put text up there, so you can talk. Just watch what you say. If you got cuss words abbreviated, or don't say it, because you'll get chat banned for 72 hours, or hour, or a whole day. Watch what you say. Don't be racist, because they are very racist and very haters. I've never seen or played a game with a company like that, because they will take you down to the ground. I call them monkeys now. I call them monkey niggas. Because if you act stupid and retarded like you do, you know, you ain't got no damn sense. You're a nigga. And you start doing more uncommon sense shit, then you become a monkey. So I call them monkey niggas, because that's how they act. That's what they do, Space Plus. Watch out for them monkey niggas, because they ain't no good. They're racist and they hate us to the core. I've been playing that for the first 5 or 6 years. And I know what I'm talking about. So even those of you around the world and everything, Finland, you just got in, don't play Space Plus. They ain't no good. Okay, now with that being said, I'm done. And I just want you to have a nice day, smile. Do something for yourself, relax, do something for other people. You know, we don't work without other people's help, do we? So do something back for when you got help. Okay? Smile, laugh at a joke, say a joke, and get a smile back. With that being said, come back and listen to Truth and Reality on Tuesday. I am done for the day. And you all have a good day. I'm out.